What's up, guys? This is Sly back with a fourth episode of 5 Minutes to Spare podcast. Thank you again for tuning in thus far, and we are so excited for what this episode is about to bring to us. Clap it up for the fourth episode, guys. I'm so excited. I have posted a live video on my Instagram. And again, if you want to know where you can find those live videos, as you can always know what I'm going to be talking about next on my podcast, please go to my Instagram page. Anyone who would like to donate and support the podcast, please feel free to do so. You may either cash app the podcast at Miss Lyrae Reacts TV, or you can Venmo me at Miss Lyrae Podcast. And then if you want to Zelle me, you could do that as well by using my email address, misslaray0725@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for the support. Thank you in advance for your donations. It is greatly appreciated. All right, so now without further ado, let's get into the episode. All right, so I posted a live recently about the killings that have been going on in New York recently. So we have seen Cardi B, who is donating to the funeral for those who were killed or lost someone that they loved in their family due to the fire that took place in Bronx, New York. And then we had a killing that went on in Harlem, New York for the NYPD officer that was gunned down during a disagreement amongst those who they were working with in a crime. Okay, and what it brought me to realize is that a lot of killing is going on, whether it be in the music industry, whether it be within our communities, whether it be by the police themselves, whether it be us killing the police. And it is so sad. It just makes you sometimes wonder, what is the point of living after all of this anyway, right? And what it has done for me is made me feel like, is there even a reason or a need for me to continue to live instead of existing? And for me, living versus existing means that if I am living, I am pushing towards something. I am trying to reach a goal. I am trying to live out my purpose. I have desires in my heart to still fulfill, and therefore I am working towards them. I am still trying to see the sun when there are clouds. Existing to me is when I am just waking up and doing the day-to-day, every day, not changing it up, not looking forward towards something, not moving with expectation. And recently, I have almost felt like I am just existing, because a lot is going on in the world right now. And the pandemic has caused a lot of folks to be hospitalized, a lot of people to be dead, people to lose their loved ones at the nick of a time, just like that. All it takes is to snap your finger and someone may be dead. It's sad to me. And so I wanted to put this message out there. There is still life in us even after it is all said and done. You still have an opportunity to get that business off the ground. You still have an opportunity to marry that loved one that you have been dating for however long. You still have life inside of you to create life and to born children. You still have the capability to reach that career goal that you have been going after for so many years. You still have the option to live. And I know it's hard. I know when you look up, you're seeing so much turmoil, so much chaos, so much hate, so much crime. However, there's still room for you to live. So I hope that you will still keep it in you to get up and go after that business, that book you want to write, that idea that you have been sleeping on for years and now you're ready to bring it to life. I know that's what it is for me, at least. I'm at a point in my life where I am no longer taking no's and just taking the no for what it is. I want to change that no into a yes. If it means I have to go in a different area, if it means I have to talk to a different set of people, if it means I have to come up with a different plan, I still want to turn that no into a yes. Why? Because there's still life in me even after all of this is said and done. And there are going to be trials and tribulations along the way. We've never operated in a pandemic. There are so many shootings going on in public places. In Walmart, you could see someone get gunned down. At the church, you could see someone get gunned down. At a grocery store, you could see someone get gunned down. And that's just sad that we have come to that point as a people. And what I am hoping for is peace. What I'm hoping for is no violence. What I'm hoping for is no to guns. The bullet is silent. It will kill us. But we have to be loud with our intentions to end the war on murder. We are too powerful as a people to be killing each other. My God, they are already trying to kill us off. Let's not kill each other one by one. We are looking at the music industry, and I don't know if you've been paying attention, but there are a lot of rappers. And if you haven't noticed, black men, let's just keep it real, those who are trying to do good in their community, those who are trying to get out of this dangerous thing called life. However, they are being gunned down, not by just the police, by their own brother. They are those who have joined organizations, let's keep it real, gangs, and their own gang brother is killing them. We've got to stop. We've got to put more love into this life. If you feel like, before you go out and kill someone, that there is no hope, there is. If you feel like what they accomplish is not attainable by you, so therefore you feel the need to kill them in order to get rid of that thought in your mind that you are not enough, you are. But you are not going to gain it by taking someone's life. You are not going to gain it by sitting in jail. You are not going to gain it by being under the ground 6 feet under. So killing someone is not going to solve your problem. Get up, figure out how they did it, figure out how they accomplished it, and just know that you are capable too. There is still life in us, even after it is all said and done. Even when it looks like the odds are against us, when the world seems like our backs are against the wall, when it seems like you don't have a soul on your side, when it seems like everyone in your area, in your environment, doubts you, bet on yourself. Go back and listen to my last podcast episode and attach that to this message. And I promise you, you will win. You will win, you will win. But we have got to stop killing each other. That is not the solution. Helping each other like Cardi B did with those who went through the fire in Bronx, New York, that is the way. But us hurting each other and not helping each other, us killing each other and not loving each other, that is not the way. Let's do better. I know we can. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that message today. Remember, there is still life in us even after it is all said and done. You can do it. You are capable. And you don't have to kill someone to get it done. All right, thank you again for tuning in to 5 minutes. Thank you for giving me 5 minutes of your time to spare. I hope you tune in to the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking 5 minutes of your time today with me, and have a blessed day.